Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My mom used to brag a bit about the first job that she had after high school. She went to work for a company called Lincoln Life. It was a large insurance company, and she worked there as a secretary. She worked there for about 9 years until she and my father were married. And in those 9 years of working for that company, she never missed, nor was she ever late, for a single day of work. She was the poster child for being a faithful worker. I love the movie The Notebook. Some of you may know that movie. It's a beautiful love story about two young people, Allie and Noah, who fall in love, get married. But the true beauty of their love story is in the tender way that Noah cares for and visits Allie when she is institutionalized for advanced Alzheimer's. And she can no longer remember him nor remember their life together. But Noah remains devoted to her and true to her. And he is the very picture of a faithful husband. I read a story sometime back about a man and his dog. Dog's name is Fido, who lived in Italy during World War II. Every day, the man and his dog would walk to the town square where the man would catch his bus to work for the day, while Fido would just lay there in the town square waiting till the end of the day when his owner would return and they would again walk home together. On December 30th of 1943, the place where this man worked was caught in the crossfire of the war, and he was killed, and thus he never got off the bus that day, and so Fido walked home alone. But Fido got up the next day, walked back to the town square to once again wait for his master, something he continued to do for the next 14 years until he finally died. Fido, that dog's name, comes from the Latin word which means faithful. If you go to that Italian town still today, there's a statue commemorating that dog. Indeed, that dog was the very definition of what it means to be faithful. And so we read in our text today the words of Jesus, recorded by John in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. This is probably one of the verses most requested by confirmants and most often used by pastors for confirmation, because it speaks to the very heart of what confirmation is all about. It's about being faithful. Faithful to the triune God who has saved us, and faithful to the faith begun in us by the Holy Spirit in the water and the word of holy baptism. In fact, two of the questions that we ask our confirmands during their confirmation at the altar rail, which I will be asking our two young people today a little bit later in our 10:45 a.m. service, is this: do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death. And then this question also, do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? What are those questions referring to, if not to the character of faithfulness? The only problem is that when you and I think of faithfulness, we tend to think of actions which demonstrate faithfulness or loyalty or commitment. We think of examples of faithfulness, like my mom's perfect attendance for 9 years of work, or Noah's dedication to his wife with Alzheimer's, or Fido's relentless pursuit of waiting for his master. Faithfulness to us usually involves much more than a mindset or a condition of the heart. It's about doing something. And so when we read Jesus' words about being faithful unto death, we tend to think in terms of living out the Christian life, doing the acts of service and love that Christ has called us to. Feeding the hungry, clothing the poor, visiting the sick, and so on. Which is all a bit unnerving. Because if that is the faithfulness that God is calling us to, even until we die, in order to inherit eternal life, then we're all in trouble. Because as you well know, while we do help people from time to time, here and there, our record of helpfulness does not measure up to our definition of faithfulness. Who of us has a spouse who would put up with a definition of faithfulness that matches our faithfulness to visit the sick, or to feed the poor, or welcome the stranger, and so on? No marriage could survive on that definition of faithfulness. Here or there, when you can, if you're not too busy. And no person could find their way into heaven on that kind of faithfulness either. It just isn't possible for us to be that kind of faithful enough to receive the crown of everlasting life. Because of our sin, we just can't do that. It just can't be done. So what is Jesus then asking of us here? What is the faithfulness to which he is calling us? What is it that our young confirmands are being asked today? What is it that we were asked in our confirmation? That we cling to Jesus, and always Jesus, and only Jesus. That we hang on to him, and that we hope in him, and that we trust in him, no matter what trial or temptation or testing comes our way. That amidst the most wonderful or the most difficult times in our lives, we never forget or overlook or disregard or ignore or reject Jesus. But that we make him the one constant, the one non-negotiable, the one permanent fixture in our lives. And we do that because he and he alone has forgiven us of our sins through his death on the cross. And he alone has opened paradise to us, everlasting life to us, life beyond the grave to us, through his resurrection from the dead. Being faithful to the point of death in order to receive the crown of everlasting life isn't about keeping all the commandments. It's not about being the poster child for the Christian life, or about being the very definition of a loving servant. It's about clinging to Jesus. It's about knowing that salvation is found in no one else other than him. And so we hang on to him. And we hope in him. And we look to him with every last ounce of strength that we have. No matter what lie Satan feeds us, no matter what suffering the world throws at us, we continue to trust in him and his love for us. When we are faithful in that sense of remaining in the faith, he will give us the victory crown of everlasting life. May we be so faithful for Jesus' sake. Amen.